following is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network, home to many great podcasts, including The Midnight Jury, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Two and a Half Wrestlers, Neckbreaker, Pro Wrestling 101, Apex Radio, Inconclusive Breakdown, Thursday Night Destruction, and of course, The Shining Wizards. Available on iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom, and at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast. Let's start the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for downloading the show this week. I am Justin, joined by... Everybody's here today. We have Timmy.
Timmy.
Vince.
Vince.
And of course, this is going to be great. Oh, Lord. Well, let's just jump... First of all, how's everybody's week?
Eventful.
Eventful. Yeah, yours was eventful, that's for sure. Timmy's favorite dog is now hot.
What? Hot dog?
Timmy got a new dog.
Yeah. My fourth dog.
Because of reasons.
Yeah.
Let's say reasons.
I rescued a dog.
Yeah, there you go. He rescued a dog.
To put in his oven.
No.
Microwave.
It's a small schnauzer. She's really cute. But other than that, I took my wife's car last week to get the oil changed. And they said that there was a... oil leak and coolant leak, and then they had me bring it back in Friday, and they said they didn't have a part, so he said, GM's going to pay for you a rental part, and I said, okay, and I smiled, and I think it scared him, and he gave me the keys to a $46,000 vehicle.
What did he give you?
GMC Acadia. It's huge, and it has everything you can think of. Ass toasters and all kinds of shit. It's fucking nice.
And you so wanted to deuce a hazard that some bitch.
I tried to do a burnout. It's all-wheel drive. Can't do it. It's pretty awesome.
Very nice. How's everybody?
It was another week, man. Played that golf last night.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah, you're... How much money did you guys just raise? Or you know yet? Or?
It was $60 a team. There's a shitload of teams. So...
Have you seen...
Oh, no, $60 a person, my bad. Not a team.
Wow.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, have you seen kickball golf?
I've heard of it. I haven't seen it.
They use, like, soccer balls. French Lick has it. And the holes are, you know, yay big round. And it's all kicking.
That'd be worth
it. I swear I had that idea.
I've done ultimate frisbee golf, but...
Yeah, I've done
that. I can't do that.
We did that in high school.
I have no athletics.
You can't stand there and throw.
Nope.
Get in a cart and drive to the first week.
You and golf carts. Motherfucker tried to run over me twice last time we played.
Hey, I rolled one when I was on the volunteer fire department.
Well, that's true. I remember that hearing that story. Yeah.
Nice.
All right, let's get into the news. We got television news. I like TV.
Yep.
That's my line.
I know. Scott Glenn, which he's been in a ton of shit. He has been cast as Stick for the Daredevil Netflix series. He's the guy that basically teaches Daredevil how to fight and all that. What?
Nothing.
Jeff Loeb came out and said that if you want to know what we're doing with the Daredevil series, watch the movie, and it's none of that.
Good.
So, pretty much.
Well, in that case, it might be all right.
Yeah. So
I thought the movie was okay.
I like the movie, so... Let's see. Amanda Pays will reprise her role as Dr. McGee on the Flash series. She played the same character in the 90s CBS version of the Flash, so... There's that. You're getting a CSI spinoff. Again. CSI Cyber. Get ready for this cast. Patricia Arquette Luke Perry, Peter McNichol, and James Vanderbeek.
It's like the Where Are They Now cast.
Yep. Yep.
That sounds
this will be
horrible.
FBI's Cybercrimes Unit.
Well, they got the spinoff of NCIS. It looks cool.
That's what the
New Orleans
Quantum Leap man. Yeah. Yeah, Dr. Sam Beckett.
Yeah.
He cool. leaped into a New Orleans cop.
Give him some Creole down there. Wow.
Motherfucker just had a stroke. That's my line. Duncan Jones from the Warcraft movie is in talks to direct AMC's adaptation of the Preacher comic book series.
Ooh! Sorry, I'm going to change my pants now.
He went all Navy SEALs right there.
Navy SEALs. You ever watch Gilmore Girls?
I occasionally would
okay,
say.
Okay, I know. That sounded gay. I'm sorry. The Luke Danes, the guy who plays Luke in the diner, I always thought he'd be a good preacher.
I haven't heard anything casting-wise or anything like that, but AMC is going to go ahead with it. They're going to do Preacher.
Really?
Yes.
Hot damn.
You say AMC.
Yeah, as in
American
Walking
Movie
Dead. Same channel does Walking Dead. Huh. So they can get pretty
dark.
I don't know how dark they'll go with Preacher, but...
Is that a racist comment?
He's not Black Preacher. He's not Al Sharpton. I'd pay money to see Al Sharpton chased by zombies. Fuck yeah. Crossover. I think I just built a fucking sweep series right there. Anyway.
That would be cool.
Yeah. When they get him, and it'll be a white zombie and it'll be a racist.
Yeah.
Fox has put in a pilot order for Lucifer based off the Neil Gaiman Sandman series. He's all types of six-year-old child right now. It's fantastic.
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
Two different networks.
Yeah.
I'm so hard right now. Touch it, Timmy.
No, we're good. At least it ain't midnight and all that turned to dick.
It's throbbing now.
Nick Terabay has been cast as Digger Harkness, also known as Captain Boomerang. Now, which show would you figure Captain Boomerang is going to be on?
Tom and Jerry.
No. You would figure he's a rogue, so you figure he's would be on Flash. No. He's going to be on Arrow. Huh. And I think they're going to introduce him on Arrow and send him over to Flash. Yeah. So that's my guess.
They'll work it out.
Yeah. I went too far. James Darcy has been cast as Edwin Jarvis in Agent Carter. Later, if you know the comic book series, Jarvis was the butler for the Avengers way back in the 80s. It's the same character. So, and he's the inspiration for Iron Man's AI in the movie. That's why he calls him Jarvis. So. Speaking of another comic book TV show, because apparently that's all we have nowadays, the DC Vertigo series Scalped is going to WGN America. Basically, it's a Native American Sopranos. And it's actually quite good. So, but it's not superhero-y. It's Native American
mob. Oh, because they're Native Americans, they can't be superheroes?
Have you seen Warpath from the X-Men?
Yeah,
Warpath.
Yeah. I'm just fucking with you.
They just got a bunch of casinos.
Place your bet.
My super...
Place
your bet.
Casinos and distilleries.
My superpower is a hard seven. Brandon Routh said in an interview, you will get to see the Adam in costume this season on Arrow. Because he plays Ray Palmer.
Which Adam? Adam Carolla?
Yes. Yeah.
Shaking your head on a podcast.
Well, because, yeah, there's no words I could figure out. Vimeo, which I guess is a video app.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting 80 episodes of Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Sweet. When?
Very soon. Like, within the next few weeks. If I read the report right.
This is the best goddamn TV news I've ever heard.
And in addition, Vimeo made a pact with Shout Factory, and they get exclusive new Mystery Science Theaters for the next year. And they're supposed to come out with about 12 new episodes this coming year.
Oh my god.
So you get Crow and all those.
Oh my god.
Mike now, Nelson. When we went to PopCon, Joel Hogson, who's the guy behind Mystery Science Theater, we saw him do the Off the Air with Chick McGee.
Yeah. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. So Vimeo, you're going to get your Mystery Science Theater.
That's cool.
Aubrey Plaza from Parks and Rec is your voice of Grumpy Cat in a Lifetime movie.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Yeah. Daryl Hammond is rejoining Saturday Night Live as the announcer. He's taking over for Don Pardo.
That's cool.
He's not... When Don Pardo wouldn't do, was unable to do, Daryl Hammond would step in and do a Pardo impersonation. Because he's real good at that. But this is not going to be an impersonation.
What's he going to do is Clinton?
That would be... I'd be fine with that. TNT has gotten the exclusive rights... Let's see, for television premieres of Marvel films, including it starts with Avengers Age of Ultron, we'll go to Cap 3, and three other movies. I'm guessing that's going to be Guardians, Ant-Man, and probably Doctor Strange, since that'll be the next in production. So, each of the five films is expected to premiere on TNT roughly 2 years after their initial theater run. Netflix has placed an order for a Judd Apatow series called Love. They've already committed to 22 episodes. That's huge.
That's what she said.
Yeah, exactly. It will star Gillian Jacobs from Community and Paul Rust from Super Fun Night. Let's see. This made me shake my head in a bad, bad way. If you're not going to have a TV series based on a comic book, you have to go with an old 80s movie. Apparently, NBC is making a series based on the movie Problem Child. If you remember this from the 80s,
didn't
it was
they try that once before?
They did a sequel and they did a cartoon.
What, John Ritter, wasn't it?
Yeah, John Ritter was the dad who, because he was John Ritter, did not eviscerate the child, which was what would happen if I was the dad.
Maybe they can get Adrian Peterson.
There you go.
Wow. Yeah, he ain't working.
An all black cast. Do that.
Please. And put it on ABC to replace Blackish. It will be written by Scott Armstrong, who wrote Old School and Hangover Part 2. So there's kind of hope, maybe not really.
Why can't they bring back Cop Rock?
I think only me and you got that reference. That's fantastic. Gary Oldman is producing a series called Deep Web, which will follow a Silicon Valley entrepreneur's rise to power as the kingpin of an online empire that sells illegal items on the internet's criminal underground. So
it's kind of like Boardwalk Empire.
Just cyber Empire, yeah. Yeah, cyber Boardwalk Empire, yeah. I don't know what network is picking that up. The Supergirl TV series has found a home. CBS. Because CBS was the only channel that did not have a comic book related show.
I'd give Big Bang Theory comic book related.
Based on a comic book property. Yeah. Thank you very little. So now all your major networks have a comic book show. And tomorrow is the premiere of Gotham at 8.
That's on Fox, right?
Yes. Yep. And Tuesday is season premiere of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That's all I got for probably the best TV news we've ever had.
That was great.
Yeah. We'll go on to movies. Big movie news. You're getting a Deadpool movie. Yay!
Hell yeah.
Bad news is, it's going to be PG-13.
Ashton Kutcher.
Shut your mouth or I'll stab you with a bull-dull butter knife.
A bull-dull
butter knife. Deadpool release date, February 12th, 2016. Tim Miller is set to direct, and he wrote it, and this is his... baby.
What studio's doing it?
Fox.
Ashton Kutcher's gonna be Deadpool.
If I had longer arms, we'd be one less co-host.
Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds is in talks, but he's gonna do it.
God damn it. He was Green Lantern.
Did you see the test footage?
He played the...
What
did you watch that? X-Men Origins?
Yeah, he was...
He was the shitty Deadpool.
Yeah.
Mouthless.
But
Merc without a mouth.
Yeah, that's...
Have you seen Van Wilder?
There you go.
Have you seen Waiting?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
Waiting was all right.
Those are his only two good movies. He's got to have a third one.
This will tie in, possibly. Depending on...
It wasn't bad.
Yeah,
it wasn't... awful. It wasn't.
What movie?
R.I.P.D.
Oh, I like that. That wasn't too bad.
It was brainless. I mean,
oh, yeah.
You turn your brain off and watch it, you'd be all right.
Must have been a Fox movie.
It was Paramount.
Yeah, I think it was Paramount. If Deadpool does well, and I think we're all pretty much guessing it will do well, Fox has had a slot for 2018 for a Marvel movie for a long time. They've not announced what it's going to be. The rumor is now that it will be X-Force. With Deadpool.
Sweet.
If you, if you're going to do X-Force, you got to have Cable.
Cable, yeah. And Bishop. And...
yeah. So there's actual hope.
That's good stuff right there.
Yeah, this, you know they're going to fuck it up, though.
Being PG-13 is like I put on Twitter, there better be a ton of dick jokes and chimichangas to make up for the blood.
Yeah.
So, but I actually trust this guy since this is his baby. He's wanted to do the whole thing, so. More newbie news. Movie news, podcast, cancer. DC has a Suicide Squad movie in development. And they want David Ayer, who did End of Watch and Sabotage, to direct it. For those that don't know, Suicide Squad is a team of supervillains who have... the government has gotten a hold of them. They put chips on them and they send them on these missions for the government. And if they fuck up, they... blow the chip and pop goes their head. So,
I've seen that movie. It was called Deadlocked with Rutger Hauer in it. You see that? Yeah, they were in jail. They had the collars on.
Yeah, the collar. But Suicide Squad did make a appearance on Arrow this last season because that was the Harley Quinn teaser where you only got to see her from behind. And
that's all right.
Yeah. So we're getting a Suicide Squad movie. That makes me extremely happy. That's one of my favorite books.
Are you rock hard like genius over here?
No.
I'm soft now. I blew it all over the place.
Due to Fox announcing Deadpool, they have moved Fantastic Four back a month. It was supposed to be June 19th. It's going to be August 7th. Doesn't matter. We'll suck.
So. Jessica Alba.
Not in this one. It's Kate Mara, which I'm a fan of Kate Mara, but the... stills we saw of Ben Grimm as the Thing and Dr. Doom, who basically looked like fucking Mum-Ra from Thundercats, not in a good way.
Oh.
No, no.
No, he doesn't look good at all.
Mike Flanagan, who directed Oculus, is set to direct the reboot of I Know What You Did Last Summer. Because we needed it rebooted? He put a question mark at the end of the sentence with a higher pitch tone when he's talking.
An inflection at the end of the sentence?
Yeah. And in government kind of news, Pinewood Studios in England is where they're filming Star Wars. And drones have been going overhead, getting pictures of the Millennium Falcon, a Black TIE Fighter, all this being built. They wanted a... what they call a drone shield. There's a company in, here in the States that makes, and it would cover, it would put sensors up that would alert you when a drone was coming and that kind of stuff. Let's see. The US and the UK government will not approve shipment of the shield. So they don't want you blocking drones, is basically. So.
This is because the government's watching everybody.
Shut your mouth. Yes.
So, why are they taking pictures of a movie set?
Because it's Star Wars.
So?
And
geeks. Have you ever met a hardcore Star Wars geek?
Oh, they all work in the government.
I'm not as hardcore as some.
Cheerio, let's go get pictures of the spaceships.
It actually started, there is a photography class at a college nearby. And they were sending drones to take aerial pictures is how it was part of their course to learn. And it accidentally got over Pinewood, and that's how this started. And then, oh shit, we can fly drones over and take pictures and see Mark Hamill as a Sith and, you know, all this shit. So,
shoot him down.
That would be my thing.
Then you get your Amazon free package.
That's right. That's how I'm doing shopping this year. Fucking Amazon drone.
Yeah, surface to ground missile, or yeah, ground to surface to air missiles would be awesome.
I'll say surface to ground missile, you missed.
Just blow it all up, fuck it.
Michael Green has finished the script for Blade Runner 2 And it is in the hands of Harrison Ford.
I don't fucking care.
Don't do this movie. Out of all the movies we've ever talked about, don't fuck with Blade Runner.
You know he's a fucking robot.
Yes.
Come on. Don't ruin it for us.
No word if it's going to move forward or anything.
God, I hope not.
I'm with you on that.
It will. It's just a big enough piece of shit to just do billions of dollars.
Yeah. Matt Damon is in talks to come back as Jason Bourne. Don't know how this is going to affect the Jeremy Renner one that's supposed to come out in 2016.
Maybe it's like passing the torch kind of thing.
Well, I thought he already did that, and now he wants to come back.
Well, he wants the torch again.
He wants the torch back.
Yeah, but those movies were pretty good, though.
Yeah, the Bourne movies have been pretty good. Marvel / Disney has released the plot for Avengers 2, and here's what they released. Tony Stark tries to jumpstart a dormant peacekeeping program, and things go awry. And Earth's mightiest heroes, including Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, the Incredible Hulk, Black Widow, and her titties, Hawkeye, are put to the ultimate test as the fate of the planet hangs in the balance.
Her titties are Hawkeye, or you forgot a comma?
There's a comma missing.
Titties.
So that is your plot, that apparently Ultron was a peacekeeping program. Okay.
The mouse strikes again.
Yeah. The new James Bond, no name of it yet, it's just known as Bond 24, has a release date of November 6th next year.
This is Daniel Craig's last one, isn't it?
Yes. At least last that he's signed on through, if I read right. There's rumor is they want to go with Idris Elba for the next...
No, fuck you guys.
Wow, that came out of blatantly nowhere. What
no
the hell?
No black James Bonds.
Wow. And
No, you know what? No, it'd be like Johnny Depp playing Kunta Kinte in a Roots remake.
I'd watch that.
Book it.
I'm okay with it.
But he has to do it as Captain Jack Sparrow. Where's my foot?
My name's not Toby.
Your name is Toby.
It's Captain Jack.
You hit him a little hard. He thinks he's a white pirate. What the fuck? I'm going to get Coke's or fucking Powerade spit all over me. Rambo Last Blood should start shooting next month.
Fuck him.
Okay. Leslie Mann has been cast as Aubrey in the National Lampoon Vacation reboot. Chris Hemsworth, as we said, we have it now, his name, for he will play her husband, Stone Crandall.
That sounds awesome.
It does.
Wow.
That was like when Homer changed his name.
Yeah, to Max Power.
Yeah.
I'm Stone Crandall. Yeah. Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo will reprise their role in a cameo. So
I'm telling you, the old man's going to die and be strapped to the roof of a fucking station wagon.
Yep. And they have to get Kim Jong driving to go, but did you die? Oh, you did. Yeah. Django Unchained actress Danielle Watts was detained for having sex with her boyfriend in a car in public in Los Angeles.
Fine with that.
When asked for her ID, she refused and tried to leave. Which then she was immediately placed in handcuffs until cops could determine who she was.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. They thought she was a hooker.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she pulled the black card.
Yeah, she instantly pulled the race card and the Do You Know Who I Am card.
Yeah.
And apparently there was pictures from bystanders, and yeah, they were fucking in the front seat. So, yeah.
Yeah, I know who you are. Quit fucking in the front seat, bitch. Damn. My kids walk down the street.
Yeah. Your Skull Island, your King Kong movie from the makers of Godzilla, now has a star. Tom Hiddleston. Loki from the Avengers. I'm kind of excited about this. Your new Underworld movie is not a reboot. It is another sequel. Somebody named Theo James will star. You immediately think black guy, but I think he's not black.
He's Blaxican.
Is Kate Beckinsale going to be in it?
No word yet.
Then I'm not watching it.
Yeah. Disney, for some reason, I thought of this thought of you, Vince, and you're going to cry.
Oh.
They're remaking Pete's Dragon.
Yes, I saw that.
The 1977 live-action animation mashup musical... about a boy and his
Imaginary Dragon.
Imaginary Dragon. Oaks Feigley has been cast as Pete. The new version will not be a musical.
God damn it. I want Helen Rennig back up there.
Wheel up the corpse.
Yeah, is what's his name still alive?
Did you say Theo James?
What the fuck is that guy's name?
Big Van Dyke.
No. Yes, for Underworld. Yeah.
Mickey Rooney.
Underworld Awakening.
Mickey Rooney's dead.
Yeah.
Did he die?
Yeah.
We discovered
that. It's Steinworld!
He made somebody's dead list this beginning of the podcast.
When we first did, we did a Deadpool list.
He's been dead for 2 years. What are you talking about?
Yeah, oops. Warner Brothers and Machinima are making a miniseries called Justice League Gods and Monsters Chronicles. This is going to lead into an animated movie called Gods and Monsters coming out next year. Bruce Timm and Alan Burnett are doing it, which is I'm all types of okay with. This was your Batman the Animated Series and Justice League team. They're saying it is going to be a darker Justice League than you've ever seen before in an animated. So I think they're going to take it as dark as like the live action. So there's that. Matt Smith from Doctor Who has joined the cast of Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
That sounds like Anne Frankenstein, kind of.
Yeah. All right. We're back. And that joke has to... All right, we're good. We're back.
Where did we go?
To GM Receiving. And nobody had sex in GM Receiving. I lost my spot here. Okay. Jack Houston from Boardwalk Empire has been cast as Ben-Hur in the remake of the movie they shouldn't be fucking remaking.
With Morgan Freeman, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The slave's going to teach the guy how to
race horses. Yeah, pretty much. Doctor Strange is looking to shoot in May in the United Kingdom. Release date of July 8th, 2016. There's still talks that your Doctor Strange will be Joaquin Phoenix.
I'd be happier with Christopher Walken.
Oh, that would...
Bruce Campbell.
I would throw hundreds.
We got another Bruce Campbell fan.
He was supposed to do it.
Yeah, early on. Last thing I have for movies, Disney looks to be moving ahead with an Obi-Wan spinoff solo movie. Easy there with the lightsaber dick joke in your head.
Obi-Wan solo movie.
Movie is in very early stages, don't know. So that's it for movie news. I got a little bit for comics. Escape from New York number 1 from Boom will come out in December. Spoiler alert, if you don't want to be spoiled as to who the new Robin is, don't listen. It is Duke Thomas, a young black man. So Batman's going multicultural with his kid diddle.
So it should be Crow, not Robin.
Wow.
Sorry.
Wow. If you want to jump on, a good jumping on point for Justice League is October. It is the start of the Amazovirus storyline, which will lead into their big arc for next year called the Darkseid War, which is going to put Darkseid versus the Anti-Monitor with Justice League in the middle. So that's their big... Hopefully it will not be time travel stuff that DC's been doing lately. And if it's done well, time travel's good, but if it's constant, you don't know who's and what, it drives me nuts. Dynamite and Kevin Smith are putting together a comic book based on the Tusk movie.
Kevin Smith was on the Nerdist the other day. It was pretty good.
I think this is almost a prequel to the movie Tusk.
Yeah.
The comic will be. In December, you're going to get your Star Trek Planet of the Apes number 1, which I'm kind of excited about that. I mean, logically, it makes sense. They go to a planet, it's the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah. I just want to see Shatner saying, damn dirty apes.
Yeah, I think you're going to get it. That's Edge of Spider-Verse 2 is out. That's Gwen Stacy as Spider-Woman. Hulk 6 is out. That's the continuation of the Doc Green story. Thor 25 is out. This is the last one before female Thor. or a female takes the power of Thor, I guess.
Before the change.
The change, yeah. This is pre-surgery. Next month will be post-op. So, there's a bunch of Futures End number ones that have come out. Wonder Woman, Wonder Woman Superman, Pandora, Teen Titans, Batman and Robin, Batwoman, Red Hood and the Outlaws, and Green Lantern New Guardians. So, if you want to catch up with that, those are now out.
Spider-Verse has been pretty exciting, except for the Gwen Stacy
issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're, like we were talking earlier, you're a big fan of Superior Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
That's the Doc Ock.
Yeah.
Yeah. I keep playing the damn iOS game and unlocking new Spider-Man, and I have to figure out how to level up my guy now because I'm at maxed out levels. So.
Oh.
Yeah. My Mangaverse Spider-Man's a 20. I don't know how to level them up so I can continue with the damn game. Speaking of video games, I only have two things. The new World of Warcraft expansion, Warlords of Draenor. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Releases on November 13th. The PlayStation 4 and Xbox One versions of WWE 2K15 have been delayed 3 weeks. And they will launch on November 18th. But the 360 and PS3 version is still unchanged and will be October 28th, in case any of you want to buy that for me. So, there's that. You got anything for video games?
Wasteland 2 came out the other day. How's on the 19th.
You know, have you played it yet?
It's fantastic!
You love those games, though.
Yeah, I love that game, and I love you guys just a little bit more. Which is something to say, because I would be home right now playing that.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you're very fortunate to have me here.
Well, you're very fortunate welcome. For the TV news. So. I didn't get to watch today. Is that all you got?
That's it.
Destiny's out. Fuck Destiny's Destiny. Like, everybody's playing that.
I want it, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't really been on the bandwagon for it yet.
Okay. We'll get into wrestling news. Ric Flair is recovering. He had multiple minor surgeries, which was why he was pulled off of a SmackDown taping and a couple other shows. Should be back on the road next month, I do believe. Mick Foley put on Facebook that he has an offer to do a podcast, and he is considering it. Stephen Amell, who plays Arrow, has said he wants to be the host of an episode of Raw. He's a big wrestling fan. The next addition to WWE Network, this made me extremely happy and feel like a little kid again, is Hulk Hogan's Rockin' Wrestling from way back in the 80s when they all drove monster cars and the Iron Sheik like did not cuss.
Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve? He's gonna wheel his ass out there?
You know he just downloaded his consciousness into Ryan Seacrest, right?
Yeah.
It's probably a cyborg. Okay. The big news yesterday was Roman Reigns had to have emergency surgery for an incarcerated hernia. That is where you have a hernia and an intestine has wrapped around it. So they immediately had to rush him in. So he's out of the pay-per-view tonight. Best case is 4 to 6 weeks he will be out. And you would think, being a strong, you know, muscular athlete type, it would help the dog is eyeballing. He will lick you. You would think that him being his physical prowess will have no say in his recovery due to this being a tissue issue. Hey, get down. Your Knight of Champions rundown is we'll do this real quick. Mark Henry versus Rusev. I don't know, probably Rusev by Screwy. Dusty finish. Chris Jericho versus Randy Orton in the sure, why not, let's have a match feud. Orton will win because Jericho's going away to tour with Fozzy. Your tag team title match, the Usos champion defending against Stardust and Goldust. Dust Brothers win. Your bitches match, Nikki Bella versus AJ versus Paige. I don't know how this is going to end. This is going to be another screwball finish. I would not be surprised to see fucking Nikki Bella win it, just to continue that her horrible fucking storyline.
Terrible.
You're in an intercontinental title match, which will probably steal the show. Miz versus Dolph Ziggler. Ziggler should win. United States title match, Cesaro versus Sheamus. For some reason, they'll keep the belt on Sheamus. And your main event, John Cena versus Brock Lesnar. Coin flip. Is to who Brock should win, because they've built him up as the unbeatable beast. But fucking Superman Cena.
Can't see him coming.
Can't see him coming. There you go. That's what she said.
John the Roid Cena.
Dude's fucking jacked.
He is. Yeah. The veins popping out everywhere.
But, so there's your...
Except for his wiener.
Yeah.
Angry thumb. So there's your Night of Champions rundown. I think that comes on... Actually, it's 7 o'clock. Pre-show starts at 7.
He does that all the time.
Yeah.
I prefer this.
Wow, I'm glad this isn't a video podcast. Last thing I have for wrestling, WWE has been teasing on Twitter, and Sting has been teasing it, and a bunch of people about this Next Generation thing for tomorrow night on Raw. Everybody was like, oh, the NXT guys are going to invade. No, it has to do with the video game. So, there's that. We'll go on to sports now. The only thing I have for sports is Roger Goodell held a press conference, and you would thought he was the fucking president of the United States. It was on every goddamn channel, and he was getting hardball he was getting questions harder than fucking Obama gets. Blah, 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 we're doing the best we can, blah, blah, blah. But here's the hypocrite thing. Hope Solo, the United States soccer player, has been indicted for the exact same thing, for domestic violence on two people.
Yeah, they're both family members.
Yeah, they're both family members, yeah. And she is still playing for the U.S. national team. Still signed to her Nike endorsement. You don't hear shit about this. Adrian Peterson was dropped from his Nike deal and a bunch of other things. Where's the... Is it... She's a woman.
It's because he's black.
Or is it because he's black? Well,
it ain't because he's black.
It's because...
He's a man.
He's a man.
And who happens to be black.
You sure he's black? Yeah, but... That's all I got for sports, is they're all fucking hypocrites.
Yeah, pretty much.
Don't watch it.
Sports ball.
Way ahead of you.
Don't watch any of that bullshit. Stick with the fucking pro wrestling. At least you know that's fake.
Yeah.
I mean, with NFL and NBA, almost said NBC.
Might as well.
You know all that shit.
Oh, I tried to...
You know all that shit's, you know, scripted.
Yeah.
They know who's gonna win.
What you got for sports, boy?
All right, Monday, the Rutgers athletic director issued an apology for the acts of some fans during the Rutgers-Penn State game.
Oh, does this have to do with child diddling?
The fans were wearing T-shirts that said, "Beat Penn State."
Oh, wow.
And they displayed a banner that had the Penn State logo and two figures performing a lewd act. I'm guessing... Hobnobbing, you know. I couldn't find a picture of the banner.
Keep it classy, Rutgers.
No, that's what they get.
Yeah.
That's what Penn State gets.
Yeah.
They knew that those guys were fucking kids and they didn't do shit about it. Fuck them.
No. Well, I'm sure that's what he's getting now. They're getting Sandusky'd.
So, Adrian Peterson started out the week still playing football. But then Minnesota Governor Douchebag said he wants the Vikings to suspend Peterson. Governor Douchebag said Mr. Peterson is a public figure and superstar and should be held to a higher standard. Okay, what about the politics here?
Douchebag.
Yeah, I mean, come on. There was a picture on going around Facebook. It said... I deleted it. No, I didn't. All right. NBA versus NFL.
Oh, yeah, I saw this. Yeah,
36 have been accused of spousal abuse. 7 have been arrested for fraud. 19 have been accused of writing bad checks. 117 have directly or indirectly bankrupted at least 2 businesses. 3 have done time for assault. 71 cannot get a credit card due to bad credit. 14 have been arrested on drug-related charges. 8 have been arrested for shoplifting. 21 are currently defendants in lawsuits. And 84 have been arrested for drunk driving in the last year.
All black.
NBA? No. NBA or NFL?
NBA.
Congress.
Yep.
So, what the fuck?
What the fuck, exactly. Yeah.
The last little... Oh, yeah, anyways, so Governor Douchebag's deal. Then, the Vikings had a few sponsors suspend their sponsorship.
Yep.
And Anheuser-Busch issued a statement pretty much saying, get your shit together. We spend hundreds of billion dollars on the NFL, and we have an out clause. Then the Vikings announced, hey, we're going to suspend him. We're washing our hands of this shit.
Yeah.
We'll see you in the Super Bowl.
He was just punishing his kids, though, right?
Yeah.
He went very harshly.
I wouldn't say. He just hit him with a switch.
Multiple times in the legs and all over and left lashes. And
he drew a little blood.
Oh, well.
Well.
I remember getting welts.
I do, too.
Of course, I did some pretty bad shit when I was a kid. And the worst part is, hey, you go out to the pussy willow tree and get a switch off there. And you bring it to me. And then you bring, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you bring it back to him. And then they beat the shit out of you with it. Oh, that ain't nothing.
Well, they're saying that, well, as he was hitting his leg, the front of the switch went over and hit the kid in the genitals.
Oh, Jesus. Now they're going to nail him.
Yep. So there's that. What you got else in the crime blotter?
The last little bit of sports news. Josh Gordon, wide receiver for the Browns.
Yes.
Pled guilty to a DUI charge in Raleigh, North Carolina on Tuesday. The charge against him has been pending since July, so this to me is fucked up in itself. Because here it is.
October.
September.
Yeah.
And in lieu of a 90-day sentence, a 60-day suspended jail sentence, he received 12 months unsupervised probation, a $100 fine, and $290 in court costs.
Wow.
So, if you want to send a message, you got to take more money than this. This is pocket change to this guy.
Well, this is... That's the legal system. That's not the NFL.
Well, I'm talking the legal system.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And they're not going to fix players drinking and driving unless...
It really
you got to hit him. I mean, they took his driver's license. Whoop-de-fucking-do.
Yeah.
Half the time he's on a team bus anyway.
Yeah.
So that's what I got for the crime report. Because after I read all that Adrian Peterson stuff, I pretty much give up on sports for the week.
I don't blame you.
Baseball season is almost over. Hockey's getting ready.
Been over for us for a while as Cub fans.
Not April 5th.
Yeah. Oh, tax season. Fuck, we're done. All right. Music news. I have nothing.
Nothing. I got
short. What do you
got? A few bullshit things. Some Slipknot news. Somebody from Against Me said that Jay Weinberg is not very reliable and just tweeted, good luck, Slipknot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I guess he left Madball and Against Me on a bad note. So apparently he's not a great guy. That's all I got about that. And then, Randy Blythe of Lamb of God says they're going to put out a new album in early 2015, and I'm pretty excited.
Now, he's not the one that they said... Yeah, I do. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but tried to kill somebody.
Yeah, did.
Did kill somebody, yeah.
Accidentally.
Like you do.
Accidentally.
Yeah,
I accidentally shot him in the face 8 times.
No, well, it was at a concert.
It was a surface-to-ground missile.
It was at a concert, and the guy was crowd surfing, and he pushed him off the stage, and he hit his head and died, and...
Yeah.
Alright. He was in a big court battle about it. This will make you sad. After a year of marriage, Avril Lavigne and Chad Kroeger are headed for a divorce.
What will Canada do?
I don't know.
Bieber will rise again.
No, fuck you. That's the Canadian king and queen.
Have you seen the fappening picture of her yet?
No.
Avril Lavigne?
I think I want to.
That's not bad.
Yeah. There was, speaking of that, new ones came out.
New ones.
Gabrielle Union, who's, I believe, married to Dwayne Wade.
Sure.
Vanessa Hudgens. Yes. And Kim Kardashian.
I've seen that.
And Goldie Hawn.
Goldie still has a body, so.
Kurt Russell's a man whore, man. There you go.
There you go.
So, nice. And about the iCloud U2 thing. Sharon Osbourne said, "This is an invasion of my privacy. You are not musicians anymore. You're business moguls. No wonder you have to give away your mediocre music for free because nobody wants to buy it."
You want to talk about business moguls and Sharon Osbourne?
Yeah.
Really? Pot, yeah. Kettle, kettle, pot, black, negro? Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a Jew, too, so you got that.
Is she?
Oh, yeah, she's a penny pinching Jew, man.
Wow! Ooh, shit! Holy Christ! You guys firing up the ovens over there? What?
All the pennies in her purse are purple. Old Ed can't breathe, man.
It's true.
Wow. Oh, shit.
It's real true. It's real true.
They don't even kill their own chickens. They say, "Here, Ozzy, bite the head off of them. We gotta cook dinner."
Yom Kippur, here. Here's a chicken.
Oh, that's just good sense right there.
And I think our listenership in Germany just grew. Thank you, guys.
It's been I'm the winner.
I'm a jelly donut?
Yes.
Okay.
Nice. Speaking of foreign, Russian Orthodox group called God's Will are trying to ban a Cannibal Corpse tour in Russia, saying that people are outraged because they have lyrics about killing and doing sexual things with children and calling for the murder of priests in their songs. I don't listen to Cannibal Corpse.
I ain't doing shit against Russia. Period. No. Putin will come over here with a fucking bear and just... We'll always keep him comrade.
If you want to see Cannibal Corpse in Russia, I guess...
Good luck with that.
Good luck with that, I guess. Go somewhere else. Yeah. And then, the last thing I have, Gwar has a new lead singer.
Yep.
A female called Vulvatron.
Lizzie Hale.
Pretty close. She is an Amazon
woman.
She's big.
All broad.
Big boobs. And apparently she shoots geysers of blood from her boobs.
Like Gwar does.
Yeah.
So, there's that.
I want to see Lizzie Hale naked.
Yeah, just Google Vulvatron.
Where's the Lizzie Hale fappening pics at?
I don't think there are any.
Damn it!
That's what I got for music.
Yeah, here's your... Well, no, that was a mistake.
Hold on, I Googled
Are you searching Vulvatron?
Yeah, but I did it in Google Maps, and apparently it's in Seattle.
Yeah, the Vulvatron.
Yeah, there's your Vulvatron. So.
Jesus.
Yeah, she's
got... No, that looks nothing.
Looks like the Xena.
Yeah, purple Xena. Let's go with tall purple Xena.
The blonde hair.
Blonde hair that shoots blood out of her nipples. So there you go. Yeah, there it is. There is the blood. Done there.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure there's a fetish on FetLife for that. So.
But you can buy that door to door.
No, I don't think you can. That it for music news?
That's all I got.
All right, so your song of the week this week is this was a request. It's MC Lars featuring Beefy. This is Uncanny. So please to enjoy.
I guess when X-Men first debuted. It was Halloween morning 92. I was straight blown away by the beat of the song that must have cleared for this track. Am I wrong? Before puberty brought surprising hits, I sit back and relax on my reclining chair. Rogue was beautiful, Storm was electric, shaking from the sugar high like an apoplectic. I thought fourth grade wouldn't be so hard if I just had that hologram Wolverine card. Spider-Man comics and Mad Magazine, Dave Berg, Don Martin, true artists, R.I.P. I learned a lot from that X-Men show, like how intolerance had to go. Magneto was a jerk, thanks to the Holocaust. Edutainment, holler at the Holoboss.
Mom and Dad can just stay in bed, cause Beast is cool, wanna do what he does. Hang upside down and then I just bust my head. Ow! Saturday, let's go, wake up, let's roll. TV, cereal, remote control. 9 years old and I don't sleep in. I live for Fox Kids, it's time for X-Men. Big chair, sit back, no pain, relax. Show break, hit snacks, squeeze it, set back. Does it all before and I'll do it again. Sit back and strap in, it's time for X-Men.
And a little bit of every Saturday soliciting me. Every girl that wouldn't kiss me, every bully that would hate me. All the world inside my head, best believe that it was better. I started reading comic books, Gail Simone, hey, oh, I met her. But it all started with Xavier's class. At 15, Graham Morrison was kicking my ass. Yo, this ain't the cartoon, but I think I like it more. Genosha's laid a waste, yo, who the hell is Zorn? Made me step up, take no guidance on my head. Like the Phoenix, Jean Grey, last to check, she was still dead. But when I was still 10, I was going to my bed. I was dreaming I would rather be a mutant instead. Wake up and they were on my screen, making fun of Scott Summer, Sabretooth and Jubilee. Training all day in a room, made for danger. X-Men, TAS, better than a Power Ranger. Mom and Dad can just stay in bed, cause Beast is cool, wanna do what he does. Hang upside down and then I just bust my head. Ow! Saturday, let's go, wake up, let's roll. TV, cereal, remote control. 9 years old and I don't sleep in. I live for Fox Kids, it's time for X-Men. Big chair, sit back, no pain, relax. Show break, hit snacks, squeeze it, snap back. Done it all before and I'll do it again. Sit back and strap in, it's time for X-Men.
The Shining Wizards is a weekly wrestling podcast that brings you the ups, downs, ins, and outs of this great sport. Join Kevin, Matt, Tony, and Eddie as they bring to you the latest news, the greatest reviews, and of course, the biggest names in the professional wrestling business. They're serious, they're funny, they're entertaining. They are The Shining Wizards. Available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and at ShiningWizards.com. It's wrestling talk, and talk about wrestling. Proud members of the Shining Wizards Network, available at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
What's up? It's Mike from The Midnight Jury. The Midnight Jury is a podcast where you, the listener, are able to be transported back to the 80s and 90s every Friday to talk about everything pro wrestling, pop culture, and horror. From segments such as My 5 Fun Facts in Under 2 Minutes and Adam's Vinyl Rediscovered, to past guests such as Jake the Snake Roberts, Buff Bagwell, and the horror icon, Chucky himself, Ed Gale, you will find yourself going back to the days before iPhones and social media, to when it was all about records, Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Find us on Facebook and Twitter, and join myself and my co-host Adam every Friday on The Midnight Jury. Available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Audioboo for the Shining Wizards Network, and Fridays at 5, 4 Central to start your weekend on Geek Life Radio. ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. Entertainment here.
Hey, this is the Impact player, Mr. Phil Rea from the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, inviting all of you, if you're done with this podcast, head back on over to ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. That's right, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. You can download the latest edition of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Audioboo, Buzzsprout, Geek Life Radio, and every single Wednesday, live, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on RantEMRadio.com. So if you want to listen to the current, to the way back, we're the new recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting, the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Hey, Hey, everybody, this is Neil C.
And Annalise from the Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks podcast.
Get ready to have your earholes experience awesomeness as you listen to the latest from the Inconclusive Breakdown podcast.
And we're back. Welcome to Giggletron.
Oh, the giggles.
The giggles. All right, let's get into internet questions this week. We got some good ones.
Sweet.
Serious question. What comic book character best describes your co-hosts?
All right.
I think we're going to go with Giggletron, who we just created.
Oh, shit.
That's a question towards you. You need to come up with your co-host.
Crap.
Towards you?
I guess in general. Who would you think best describes who is a comic book character?
Captain Underpants.
Yeah!
I was thinking more like Puck.
Yeah, I can see that.
I'm not gonna say Spawn over here.
Yeah.
A chunkier Spawn.
A whiter, chunkier Spawn.
He's a little gingier for a black guy.
he's a brother, man.
Shit.
Speaking of gingers, did you listen to last week's show?
There were too many gingers.
Yeah, I know. In Norway or Finland or...
No. We had a
fan cast.
Fan casting. Every woman I had on there was a ginger.
Yeah. And part of the guys. Yeah. Everybody was a ginger in his King Arthur thing. It was terrible.
Oh, I had Rupert Grint.
Yeah. He was schizophrenic, yeah. I would say you are Ben Grimm.
I don't know who that is.
The Thing from the Fantastic Four.
There you go.
All right. What movie genre would you like to see make a comeback?
Genre?
Yeah.
Westerns.
Yeah.
It hasn't been a good Western in a long time. Well, True Grit, that was a remake, but that was pretty good.
Yeah, but it was a remake.
Yeah.
I'm talking, like good old-fashioned Blazing Saddles.
There you go.
Nice.
I would like to see like old detective movies come back, like from the 50s and
the noir. The film noir. Yeah.
Dick Tracy needs to come back.
Yeah, something like that. I guess a cyberpunk movie, like Blade Runner. You don't really have that anymore. Matrix was kind of cyberpunky, but
Johnny Mnemonic.
Yeah.
That's Neuromancer.
Yeah. Sports comedies.
I'll fucking punch you in the dick.
And you don't have any anything. Sports comedies anymore, like
Necessary Roughness,
or back when Adam Sandler was making good movies,
Happy Gilmore.
What's the movie with the baseball movie? Major League.
Major League, yes.
All three of them.
Four.
I think there was just three.
What was the hockey movie?
Slapstick.
Slapshot. Yeah.
Mighty Ducks.
I'd say the last good sports movie was Beer Fest, and I really wasn't sports.
Little Giants.
Yeah. I love that movie.
Sandlot.
Yeah.
Yes.
The new one. I thought the new one sucked. But
that was with the girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, let's put a girl on a team.
Here we go.
Oh, shit.
All right. Poe or Lovecraft?
Lovecraft.
I don't even know.
I go with this. Lovecraft.
I don't even know what
Edgar Allan Poe or H.P. Lovecraft? Who's better?
Poe.
I don't know.
Poe.
You're going Poe?
The people need to realize that there's like two people in here with an IQ under 75, and the other two are...
Shrugs on a podcast. all right.
Big reader.
Cthulhu?
No, he doesn't.
Shut up. I don't read.
Alright, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Right here. Sad
over there.
Over there?
I don't know. What do you see
yourself doing in 5 years?
Hopefully still not blowing myself up.
I'll probably be dead. So.
Stand-up comedy.
Nice.
Yeah, you'll probably be traveling stand-up. What about you, 5 years?
I don't know.
Plowing the streets of Greenland.
Probably. Dealing with kids.
Oh, God, dealing with teenagers.
No, not quite yet. No, sir.
5 years.
No, not quite yet.
He's counting.
My daughter will be a teenager.
Oh, God. God bless you. What the
How old?
She's 8 now.
She'll be 13.
She's
just hitting.
You want a shotgun?
I do. With slugs.
Buy another
deer
one.
Slugs in
Add 10 years to it. I'll be around.
Do you watch other wrestling besides WWE? Yes. I watch pretty much...
I'm a big fan of the Jell-O. Jell-O wrestling.
Yeah. Mud pudding.
Yeah. Mud gets kind of... Yeah, I watch everything. King of Trios started last... Or second day was... Chikara's King of Trios was last night. PWS had Super Show last night. I watched that Monday after Raw to wash the bad taste of Monday Night Raw out of my mouth. What are your thoughts so far on Batman Superman? I think you're right, and you said this months ago, they're throwing everybody into the pot and then going to shoot out solo movies. So
yeah.
I don't know.
It's just going to be, hey, here's this person, here's this person, here's this person, here's this person.
Yeah.
And they're doing some stuff.
Yeah.
And an end.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah, I kind of think that's true. What movie score would best describe your life?
Godfather.
Yeah, I'm a Godfather. Or Jaws.
The Crying Game.
Monty Python, Holy Grail.
Debbie Does Dallas.
Ding. That's a good one.
Deep Throat.
God bless you, Linda Lovelace. What are your thoughts on Balloon Man, villain from Gotham? I read the synopsis on this, and I read two different ones. It's from like the third... It will be the third episode of Gotham. It is either a criminal who gets other criminals and straps them to weather balloons and sends them up to their death, or he kidnaps kids and ties them to balloons. Either way, it's going to be creepy as fuck, and if he dresses like a clown, I'm out. So,
can he drive the creepy
ice cream truck? Yes, he can.
Primer grade.
The pedo van's coming around. Yeah. Kids get inside.
What's the most important feature of a woman, both physical and mental?
This is a trap.
No.
It's a trap!
Your wife listens to the show, so...
Sometimes.
Don't listen, honey.
I don't know.
Mentally, you gotta have a sense of humor. Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta put up my... If you're gonna put up my show, you gotta have a sense of humor.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
I'm done with women.
He's married.
Patience. Yeah. That's a real good
one. You shouldn't trust anything that bleeds for 7 days and doesn't die. No laughter. They all want to, but they don't.
I'm giggling. Physically, what do you look for in a broad?
Boobs.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm boobs.
A vagina.
That helps.
A real one, not a fake penis. One. But yeah.
Moving on. Yeah, what 80s cartoon would you like to see rebooted? Mask.
Silverhawks.
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 Yeah, I'm all... Yeah. Silverhawks was awesome. Right. I'd like Mask to come back.
Mask was pretty good.
Yeah. They're fucking... You can't... They keep doing G.I. Joe. They keep doing Transformers.
What about Thundercats?
They did Thundercats.
And it...
He-Man?
It wasn't great.
Yeah, they did He-Man too.
Yeah, they did He-Man too. Yeah. Mm. Gummy bears, goddammit.
Gumby.
It wasn't an 80s cartoon.
It was more of a 40s. It was a talkie.
We call it stop motion animation.
Yeah. Blonde or brunettes?
Whichever one.
Timmy ain't picky.
There's no hair on it. How can you tell?
I'm not going to make a pedo joke.
He went to Penn State.
I'll say brunettes.
I'll say redheads.
I'm going to say brunettes because my wife's brunette.
Yeah.
I'm single and willing to learn.
But ladies, he looks like the thing, all right? So.
Rock hard. Rock hard. There you go. Trying to help a man out there. If you were a video game, what would your platform be and what would the title be?
If I was a video game?
Yes. Platform meaning like, you know, PlayStation, PC, Xbox, Wii.
Xbox 360.
Skynet.
PlayStation 4.
What's your title?
I've paid for this.
Why isn't he moving?
Mine would be Lazy Husband Simulator for the Wii U.
Nice.
You can basically just get the thing thrown at you.
Get up, you lazy fuck!
Yeah. That would be mine. Let's see. Could the Invisible Woman get a sunburn while invisible?
Maybe. But she wouldn't see it.
I don't know. Well, there's... I'm going to say no, because I think...
Refracts light.
Right. I think her invisibility power is refracting light.
Like, yes. Yeah, I agree. So no on the sunburn. Last question. If you could go back, what would you change about doing the podcast?
Would have brought Vince in on the ground floor.
Yes. That's one. I would have
more advertising.
Yes.
We need that.
We need sponsors.
We need money.
Yes.
Yeah, give us money.
I would have saved more money and had the equipment the right way. I would have had a mixer. I would have had a mic for each person. I would have had, you know, money to do t-shirts.
We're still working on it, though. Yeah, we're getting better as we go.
I'm working on that.
I think we are.
I think I got a mixer at home.
Ooh, really?
Navy SEALs.
I got a blender.
I got a Foreman grill. What the fuck? Are we just throwing out things now?
Well, you said he's got a mixer.
I got one of them KitchenAid things.
I got an old Tascam 4-track.
There you go.
All you have to do is plug it in. It's cassette, but it doesn't matter. It still plugs into the computer.
It plugs straight into the computer.
Yeah.
Ooh. We might be getting fancy. So that's it for internet questions.
Cassette, and we're fancy.
I still own 8-tracks. Hey, I don't know what you're talking
about.
He's
got hard copy over here.
His iPad has paper. I don't know what you're talking about. All right, time for our top tens. You want to go books or TV best friends?
Doesn't matter.
Books.
All right, we'll go with books. This one was hard for me.
Yeah.
And the Wonder Twins over here probably didn't have a better
time.
Lovecraft or Poe?
I've actually read all 10 of these books. So
Little Engine that...
Sea Spot Run.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a classic.
Did you rustle those papers?
Let me rustle my phone.
He's like angry newscaster over there. All right. Yeah, books... Since I love to read, this was hard to narrow it down to 10.
Mine was hard to remember, Tim.
Yeah, well, I wondered. After we chose this, I'm like, does Timmy know 10? Maybe. They're all Harry Carey books?
They're all Garfield books.
Garfield hates Mondays.
Calvin and Hobbes.
All right, well, start us off there, little engine that Mike could.
All
number
right,
10.
Number 10, I got Juiced by Jose Canseco.
Jose. That was his autobiography where he tried to out
everybody under the bus.
Yeah, and then backed over him with the bus. And
in the second book, still juiced.
Yeah. All right, what's your number 10, Short?
Lord of the Flies.
That's
read it in school, I think.
Yeah, that's
pretty good.
That's a good book.
I read the Cliff Notes in school.
Yeah, we'll go with
The Satanic Verses.
Wow.
Yep.
That's good stuff.
Hey, is that a cliff?
That's not a bad book. It's good.
just keep moving on here. My number 10 is Neverwhere by Neil Gaiman. So I enjoy the Gaiman books. Sandman got me into him. So. Number nine.
I got No Respect. Rodney Dangerfield.
That's a good book.
Yeah. Classic. No Respect.
Yep.
Take my life, please.
And the one married guy that giggled is probably sleeping on the couch tonight.
I sleep on the couch anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Number 9.
I got a big couch. Of Mice and Men. Another high school book.
I love that book.
That's number 4.
Yeah.
What?
That's his number four.
That was a good movie.
You can't go wrong with Steinbeck.
No.
Yeah.
Ow, shit, none of his made my list. Yeah. There's so many. Yeah.
Steinbeck. I love Steinbeck.
Yeah. All right, what you got for 9?
The Bell Jar.
Yeah.
Because I really wanted that bitch to kill herself. That whole book, she bitched and moaned. I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah,
just do it already.
My number 9 is Unintended Consequences by John Ross. Have you ever read this?
It's like your life.
Let's call it a revolutionary type book that you need to read.
No, Vive la France.
Not really.
You notice he pointed to me, not you guys.
Yeah, they're...
We can't read.
Well, there's political reasons, let's say. So, alright, number eight.
Number eight, I got Bitter Brew, The Rise and Fall of Anheuser-Busch.
I bet that's pretty good, actually.
It's not bad.
Okay. What do you got for eight?
Charlotte's Web.
Do you have anything that a five-year-old hadn't read?
No. Like I said, I'm not a reader. I don't like reading.
This was hard for you not doing comic books, I understand.
Yeah.
All right.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
That's a classic.
Harper Lee.
Yeah.
No,
she only wrote the one.
Still a good book, though.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a good movie, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. Robert Duvall's in that.
Choke the fuck out of that bird, man.
He's Boo Radley.
That's right. Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Wow. I just realized that.
Timmy's like, I don't know what's going
Stuff.
On.
Stuff. There's things.
Did they make a cartoon?
Not yet.
I'll watch that shit.
My number eight is The Modern Prometheus, also known as Frankenstein by Mary Shelley. The book is way scarier than the fucking movies have ever been. So that's a good one. Number, what are we up to?
Seven.
Okay, go.
Sloppy Seconds, the Tucker Max leftovers.
Yes, Tucker Max is on mine too. I think. No, did not make mine.
Tucker Max?
Yeah.
Didn't he do I Hope There's Beer in Hell?
I Hope There's Beer in Hell.
Oh my god.
That's a good movie.
Have
too.
You seen the movie?
Oh, I've read the book. I've read part of it. The what's the chapter about the UTI?
Yes. Oh god. Yeah. That's fucking Yeah.
Next.
Next seven.
Another elementary book. Where the Red Fern Grows.
That's a good book. I can't shit on that one.
That's my number six.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, what do you got for seven?
The Lottery. It was a short story that you read in school about...
They turned that into a movie or a show?
They turned it into a multi-billion dollar business.
No, it's not. Well, it's...
Powerball is seven. Fuck!
I think they took the idea. I think the chick who wrote The Giver took the idea from The Lottery and, you know, Logan's Run. And...
Right. Yeah, that's a good short story. So what are we on? Seven?
Seven.
Seven.
Mine is Generation X Crossroads. Not a comic book. This is a novelization with a comic book team. It's by J. Stephen York. I always liked the Generation X team, and this was a good story for them. All right. Number six.
Number six. I got I Hope They Serve Beer Now.
Yeah.
Tucker Max.
Six.
Nightmares and Dreamscapes. Stephen King.
Yes. That was the short story collection?
Yeah.
Damn, I was wondering when Stephen King would be kicking in.
Yeah.
You got goosebumps on there?
No.
Not yet. Scary stories to tell in the dark.
Oh, goodness. That was great. Your number six was Redfern?
Yes.
My number six is The Crow, Wicked Prayer. Now, yes, they did make this into a movie, but it is name only in recognition of the story. So, and that is by Norman Partridge. Number five.
The Partridge Family?
Yes, he is part of my Partridge Family. I bet it's Shelley Winters. What the fuck's wrong with me? Shelley.
Mom.
No, cheers, fucker. The mom from Partridge Family. Help me out.
Sherry Jones.
Jones. I'm all fucked up. Go.
I was close.
Come on, get happy.
Where is Harry by Steve Stone? I love that book.
I remember this from the bathroom.
Yep.
When we were roommates.
Yep.
Your library.
Yeah, my library. It's on my bathroom door. It says Tim's Library. Oh,
yeah. Number five.
I got The Hound of the Baskervilles, Sherlock Holmes book.
Yeah, that's... And actually, they did that one in the season two of Sherlock? I believe they did season two of Sherlock, and they redid that as it's a military project. Yeah, I like the Sherlock show. Number five.
Fahrenheit 451.
Yeah, I knew it was going to be on there. Yep, that's...
Rockin' the Bradbury.
Yep, gotta have that. My number five, American Gods, Neil Gaiman. Soon to be coming to an HBO series near you. So, what are you shaking your head for?
I don't know. That sounds depressing.
What, that it's coming to a TV series?
Yeah.
Yeah, kinda. All right, number four.
All right, as a Cub fan, it pains me to admit that I've read this book. But it's Dan Musial, American Life. It's actually a really good book.
Yeah.
He's a good person.
Yeah.
He was played for the Cardinals, but, you know.
Serving the military. Who let the dog out? Never mind.
Who let the dog out?
Nobody.
He's like a boulder. Don't push the fucking boulder near the fucking cliff. It's just going to roll and then kill people. God damn it. All right, number... Oh, yeah.
Four.
The wolfing got me. Yeah, go.
The Remaining. It's a zombie apocalypse book. Okay. By DJ Moyles? I don't know.
He sounds Irish.
Aye.
It was a series of books. I think there was three of them.
Okay. Number four.
Of Mice and Men.
Want to make your list?
Yeah. Sucker.
I read that in elementary school too.
Yeah, that's how his list was. I read this, I read this, I read this, and then the last three.
Does anybody have flowers
series.
For Algernon? Let's just
yes.
It. Do you?
Yes.
God damn it, I'm sorry. My number four is the Patriots series. It's Patriots, Survivors, Founders, Expatriates, and Liberators by James Wesley Rawls. Have you read that?
Mm-mm.
You need to read that. Everybody needs to read that. Good books.
Want to bet?
So, those of us that can read.
I can read.
It had no pictures.
I can't read.
All right, number three.
I got Holy Cow by Harry Carey. It's a good book.
Harry Carey.
I like that one. Yep. Number three.
A Zombie Apocalypse. Keith Luthkaj. Yeah. It's got a weird last name. I had trouble spelling.
Sounds like a stroke.
Yeah, I think I had a stroke. Yeah,
not a another, shit, a stroke.
Another zombie apocalypse book, obviously.
Yeah, I think we found your wheelhouse here.
Yeah. Thank you.
Three?
Yep.
Grapes of Wrath.
Yes. Almost made my list.
Such a depressing.
Should have made my list, but I figured something
such a
would
depressing
happen.
Story.
That's happening again.
I know. I know.
My number three is the Bob Lee Swagger series of books by Stephen Hunter. There's like nine books. So, this is where you got your movie Shooter from Mark Wahlberg. See, we got him in the show.
All right.
All right.
Marky Mark.
Good job. And his funky bunch. It's number
funky
two.
Pants.
Number two, Have a Nice Day by Mick Foley.
Yeah.
I actually read that book for a book report in high school and had to have a soundtrack. I was like, man, this is the greatest thing I ever decided to read. Because the soundtrack made itself. Because you had Dude Love, Cactus Jack. I had the fucking CD with all that music on it.
Yep.
Fucking great.
That is one of the better wrestler autobiographies is Mick's first one.
That's the only book report I read, enjoyed, and got an A.
I think I know your first one.
What?
We'll get there. Number two.
I'll get made fun of for this one. Where the Sidewalk Ends by Shel Silverstein.
I ain't making fun of you a bit. I love that.
I almost put The Giving Tree on there.
Yeah.
Anybody got chicken soup?
In the cupboard. There we go. It was a cheap and easy joke. Yeah, I had to do
good
it.
Good job.
All right, thank you. Number two.
Flowers for Algernon.
Sorry, I spoiled it.
Yeah. You know what? That book is so much more serious than... And they're giving it to little kids to read. Here, read
who,
this.
Who
nobody gets it.
Who don't get it. Yes. Yeah. That's... It's such a sad fucking...
It's an awful book. God.
Yeah.
It's about a mouse, right? And the retard.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about what they get out of it.
Why he got me retarded?
You're not the mouse.
Not the mouse.
My number two is the Sprawl Trilogy, Neuromancer, Count Zero, Mona Lisa Overdrive, which I have Neuromancer
Gibson.
In my hand. William Gibson. So, number one.
All right, what do you think my number one is?
I thought it'd be If Chins Could Kill by Bruce Campbell.
No, I didn't even know that book was out.
It does now. Somebody's going to the bookstore
after. Book to read.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
If Chins Could Kill, Confession of a B-Movie Actor.
Well, have you seen I Am Bruce, or My Name is Bruce?
Yeah.
That movie's awesome.
All right, so what's your number one? I think it's Thomas the Tank Engine.
They're bonding over here.
I know, it's kind of scary.
Second to Home by Ryan Sandberg.
Yeah, fuck. Why didn't I think of that?
I have that book autographed.
Yep.
I will never read it again.
It's put up. on his collector shelf.
With my autographed baseball, my autographed rookie card, my autographed retired number player banner.
Also known as the Rhino Shrino.
That was good.
Thank you. Number one.
My number one is Seven Deadly Sins, Settling the Argument Between Born Bad and Damaged Good by Corey Taylor.
Well, damn, that title was just too long for me to read.
I know.
That was, it's the Slipknot book. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Corey Taylor. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's
pretty good.
It's really interesting.
I'll check that out.
You read a book?
Yeah, recently.
Did it have a soundtrack?
I made one in my head.
I was saying, that might actually
It's a really, he's really fucked up. It's about his life. He's pretty fucked up.
I think your number one and my number one might be the same, sir.
It was tied between Slaughterhouse-Five and On a Pale Horse.
Ooh. We are not on the same page, but those are... Yeah.
Because I loved On a Pale Horse, but Slaughterhouse-Five was, you know...
I don't think any of us are really on the same page.
No. Now, that's the good thing about books, is though, fucking everybody, there's something for everybody.
I've never heard that in the same
sentence. My books need pictures.
Yeah, my number one, yours is real good. My number one, basically just turn on the news, because it's happening right now.
1984.
George Orwell, yes.
Yeah, 1984 was a typo.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 2014. Yeah. Fucker knew ahead of time. Scary shit. Hide your kids, hide your wife. Find a bunker. We're moving on.
I choose Archie. Archie Bunker.
Oh, Jesus.
Damn Negroes.
If I didn't have a broken tailbone, I would have stood and applauded for that. That was so good. God damn it. Moving on. TV Best Friends.
I thought we were going to do The Nightwing.
That's, yeah, after.
Yeah, that's
okay, good. Because I spent time on that one.
All right, we'll get there.
Slow your roll, dog. Slow your roll.
Your pale horse just needs to hear.
Woosah, man. Woosah.
For TV Best Friends, Shining Wizards Tony also sent me a list for his, so I'll be reading his and mine together. So.
And next week.
Yep. He's our network overlord, so...
All hail Zeus.
Zeus.
Do we have to kiss the ring?
No, he has the Z in his head. It's funny.
Better than the S on the chest.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, jokes and jokes and jokes. That's... Oh, you are fucking on it. All right, start us off. Number 10, who's your best TV best friends?
Ren and Stimpy, man.
Nah. That's...
Stimpy, you idiot. Stimpy, you idiot.
Was the same guy did both voices.
Yeah, Billy West.
Billy West, yeah. Speaking of voices, Netflix now has I Know That Voice. The voice acting documentary.
Yeah, that's a
good... Stop what you're doing after the show and watch that. It is fantastic.
Yeah, it's done by,
John DiMaggio.
John DiMaggio,
yeah. He directed
it. Oh, is that Joe's son?
That's the one we saw at PopCon.
Jake the Dog Bender.
That's the same joke you made last time we mentioned it.
At least I'm consistent.
Yes, he is. All right, what's your number 10?
Bender.
And Fry.
Bender and Fry, yeah. Futurama.
That's, yeah. Good pick.
The Skipper and Gilligan.
Did not make anybody's list. No. At least the two I have. That's a great pick.
I didn't even get all 10. This was impossible for me to do.
That's really good. Tony's number 10 was... Zach Morris and Samuel Powers. And my number 10 was Andy and Barney from the Andy Griffith Show.
Nice.
The one impression I can do well. That's another thing I would have done before we started the podcast, is work on my fucking impressions. But alright, we're up to number 9.
Number 9er, Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, I didn't think about Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, I didn't either.
That's Shining Wizards Tony's number one.
Oh, shit.
Yep. Number 9.
Cliff and Norm from Cheers.
Nah.
Nice.
That's probably your up on your list, isn't it?
Maybe
you're number one. All right, what's your number 9?
Laverne and Shirley.
Yes. Nice. That was one of Tony's honorable mentions. Yep. Tony has Hawkeye Pierce and Trapper John.
Yeah, that must be mine. Or BJ Honeycutt.
He said BJ was too serious.
Yeah.
So, My number nine, I got Gus and Sean from Psych.
Nice. That's good. I love that show.
Yeah. All right, we're up to eight.
Eight. Andy Taylor, Barney Fife.
Yeah. Eight.
I got Jesse and Walter White from Breaking Bad.
Yes. That I didn't even think of it. That's a good one.
Lenny and Squiggy.
Yes, that's... Yeah, great pick. Tony's is Felix and Oscar.
Odd couple. I almost made my list.
My number eight is Xena and Gabrielle.
Nice. You seen the lesbian spinoff of that?
Did they ever hook up?
Yeah, it's called Xena.
No, I mean like the actual porno.
No.
Yeah. It's not bad.
They never really kind of hooked up on the show. I think there was kissing, but... There was never bumping donuts.
So. Scissor action? I mean, yeah. Our scissory timbers.
Well, it wasn't a scissor. It was more of a...
Clam chest.
I was going to make a circle shocker joke, but all right. Number seven. Or no, where are you? Yeah, seven.
Yep. Oh, we're back to me?
Yeah.
Bert and Ernie.
Yeah. That goes with my Xena and Gabrielle joke.
Yeah. Bunch of wiener huggers.
Where's my duck, Bert?
Alright, seven.
Paul and Kevin from the Wonder Years.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, that's...
Laurel and Hardy.
Yes.
Nice.
That's fantastic. That didn't make my list, but that was right there on it. Number seven, Tony has Balky Bartakamoose and Larry Appleton.
Fuck yeah!
No, hold on. They weren't best friends. They were cousins, man.
You best friends are cousins?
I was going to put the Winchester brothers, since they were brothers.
Yeah.
They say your cousins are your first best friends, so okay, well, I'll give it.
Well, I'll go, okay.
But you can't fuck your cousin, can you?
You can. It's just your kids come out with cross-eyed and
Kentucky
shit.
See. okay, so if we're not going to do cousins, then I will go... Well, that's a cousin. Then I will put, from Tony's, Potsy and Ralph Mouth.
Okay.
So, he had backups. My number seven, Kirk and Spock.
Nice.
Number six.
I got Mr. Cliff Clavin and Norm Peterson.
Yep. Number six.
Sean and Corey from Boy Meets World.
Nice.
I swear to God, you were having a cocaine fit right there.
I know. My nose itch like crazy.
Good.
You're such a fucking fag.
Fuck you. That's why I looked at you.
You got Boy Meets World on fucking season DVDs and shit, don't you?
No.
Why?
No.
Why do you hate that show
so much? I don't know. I just.
It is like you're just.
God damn it!
Instantly brought up, and you just go fucking.
Who's the one with no parents or no family?
Sean.
Yeah.
He went to school anyway?
Yeah.
Well, fuck him. That's not hardcore. Why did he go to school for? Quit bitching.
So he became the black chick. Yeah. He ended up with a black chick.
Yeah, but there's a bunch of black chicks out there. Why the fuck just...
Not on the streets? Would you like a shovel to just keep digging, sir?
Just saying. The show was for pussies, man.
The only reason I watched the show was Topanga.
And Feeny.
Yeah,
and
I don't remember much from the show.
Why would you name your kid Topanga? The whole fucking show is too weird for me.
Why would you name your kid Baba Tunde? Who the fuck knows?
What?
There's a guy at work named Baba Tunde, man.
Please tell me he's black.
There's another guy named Chan Chan, Thaw Thaw, Bang Bang. I trained a guy in the tool room named Hey. His name was fucking Hey.
Where do you work?
Who's that?
IAF.
Oh, imagine that.
Oh, goddammit. What are you up to? You, okay,
ha ha,
you just,
Clinton Dix.
Ha ha, Clinton Dix. My favorite football player.
Wait, it's my turn.
Hold on, is it? Okay, yeah. What are we up to? Six?
How about Costello?
Right, here we go. We're back on
Who's
track.
Who's on
here.
First?
That's right.
All
right. Not this Sean and Corey shit.
We're back on track. Okay.
That was number five.
Yeah. Wait, what? Huh?
No, that was number six.
That was six. All right. Tony's is Stan and Kyle.
Oh, I missed
South Park.
Nice. Kyle and Mom's a bitch.
Yep. My number six is Kevin and Paul from the Wonder Years.
See, they weren't gay.
Yes, they were.
They were still in the closet about it.
The Wonder Years was all right.
Yeah, there was a rumor that Paul was Marilyn Manson.
Well, that's true. Yeah. Danica McKellar is still... Yeah. Yes, with a brain.
God damn
it. And boobs.
And she goes to Comic-Cons and shit.
Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah.
Hot.
Is she next to Taylor Swift on your list of...
Taylor's up there.
Yeah.
That's... I seen something that she was going to be on Girl Meets World as a guest appearance.
Really?
No, I'm just trying to piss him off.
I don't have a hole big enough to bury his body in the backyard.
Fuck you, I don't watch that shit either.
All right, number five, let's keep going. God damn it.
Number five, I got Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble.
Yep.
Yeah, but dad, but do my wife.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, that's a wow. All right, we got short.
Morgan and Chuck from Chuck.
That's good.
Morgan was
the nerd-looking kid.
Okay, yeah. That's good. Yeah, I like that.
With the beard.
Yeah, with the beard. He ended up with the Asian chick.
Yeah.
Yep. Five.
Ren and Stimpy.
There you go. Yeah.
They're higher up on the list.
Tony's was Fred and Barney. My number five is Chandler and Joey from Friends. Nice. You got anything to shit on that show?
No.
Nipples.
Nipples. Yeah, there was a lot of nipples.
There was a lot of dude.
Yeah.
The AC guy got fucking paid overtime on that show.
He was making $1 million an episode.
Alright, number four. Number four.
From Vince's favorite show, I got Corey Matthews, Sean Hunter.
God damn it!
Everybody watched that show except for you.
No, it must have been the age group or something.
Oh, I have the episode titled Vince Hates World.
Nice.
God damn it, you
Number
guys.
Four.
Turk and JD from Scrubs.
Nice.
Yes.
My wife hates that show. She helps me with my list sometimes. I said, Turk and JD. And she's like, that show's fucking stupid.
I have to agree with your wife. It's another do-goody moral story.
They're actually best friends in real life, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
He's done with his list.
I'm done. I can't think of anything. I should put Sean and Corey for the last one. Yeah. Sean and Corey.
There you go. We're up to four.
Let yourself on in, dude.
That straight up scared the hell out of me. And he walks back up.
Come on, hey.
Let him back in here.
All right, we're back because the dog magically let himself back in. Are we up to four?
Yeah.
Okay, Tony's is Jerry Seinfeld and George Costanza.
Nice.
My number four is Hawkeye and BJ from MASH. So, number three.
Michael Scott, Dwight Schrute.
Yeah.
Beef Farmer. Are they really best friends, though?
Beef Farmer, yeah.
Yeah, all right, I'll give it to you. Three.
Lenny and Carl.
Nice.
Yeah.
You could do a whole lot. You could have done your whole list just from the census.
I know.
Yeah. Sean and Corey.
Good job.
Yeah.
My number three, let's go with Tony's, is Mike Logan and Lenny Briscoe from... Law and Order.
Yeah.
Okay. My number three is Troy and Abed from Community.
Nice.
Number two,
I got Kevin Arnold, Paul Pfeiffer.
Yep. As the dog destroys a bottle and fucks up my sound. Number two.
Will and Jazz from The Fresh Prince.
Yeah. What? Fuck, I didn't think of that. That's good.
DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Yep.
Oh, I got one. Will and Grace.
I can't argue. They were best friends. Is your number one going to be the gay guy? And
yeah.
Okay.
Maybe. Why was yours, motherfucker?
Well, we'll get there.
Queer.
Tony. Tony's number two is Al Bundy and Jefferson.
Nice. I didn't think about that.
Not Steve, but he went with Jefferson.
Yeah.
My number two, Corey and Sean.
Oh, shit.
All right. Oh, we're up to number ones. God save us. Who's your number one?
I got Zach and Screech, man.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
What's your number one?
Bart and Milhouse.
Mm-hmm. Damn, I didn't even think of that.
What you Corey got? And Sean.
Nice. Tony's number one is Beavis and Butthead. My number one, JD and Turk. Holmes crimes.
Here's pencil. You can write that down so you can file it in your filing cabinet.
I know that Corey and Sean are dipshits. How about that? And all you guys have lost total respect for. I'm about to watch The Faces of Death to get the image of Boy Meets World out of my head.
Honorable mentions. Tony has Arnold Jackson and Dudley Ramsey. Laverne and Shirley. DJ Tanner and Kimmy Gibbler. Nobody threw out. Bo and Luke Duke, even though they're cousins. And Potsy and Ralph Mouth, like I said. So. We're up to the fan casting this week, and we decided to do, based on last week's news, that Teen Titans have got
your hard
pilot order. That sound you just heard was Vince going...
old school.
Old school.
Paper.
Paper. Dead trees.
Okay. Save a tree. Buy an iPhone.
What's an iPhone? Well, I mean, I know I don't need one. I got paper.
All right. How are we? We're gonna start at the bottom with Aqualad. Sure. Yeah. Let me run down the list. Here's who we're.
Well, we're starting at the bottom.
Yeah. We're gonna do Nightwing, Beast Boy, Raven, Starfire, Cyborg, Arsenal, Deathstroke, Wonder Girl, Kid Flash, and Aqualad. So.
Aqualad first?
Yeah, we're going to start with Aqualad. Go, boy.
You might want to pull up IMDb.
Oh, God, here we go. Oh, boy.
I felt creepy looking for young actresses under 20, just to throw that out there.
Yeah, so did I. I was at work with my phone, like, looking at pictures of young actors.
You wait to see this FBI thing pop on your screen saying fucking pedophile.
Again? No, wait, what? Yeah.
Alright,
go.
Alright, mine isn't a black actor, but so
for Aqualad?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not.
He went comic book route.
Yeah.
Okay. Alright.
Quinn Lord. Q U I N N L O R D.
Okay. He was in Trick or Treat.
Trick or Treat.
Best known for Trick or Treat in 2007. Yeah, he's a young kid. Alright.
Awful, horrible.
Yeah.
Horror movie? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that movie was horrible.
Well, and once again, we have come back to IMDb with that movie, The Hole. I think that haunts us. I don't know.
I think we need to watch that.
I don't know. All right, who you got for Aqualad?
Grayson Chance.
Why do I...
I can't remember.
He's an actor.
He does stuff. I think it's with an E. No, the A to an E.
All right, moving on.
Yeah, he's a guy. Yeah.
He's a guy.
Actor.
Yep.
Who you got for Aqualad?
Jaden Smith.
Really?
Oh.
I had to have him. The obligatory Smith.
I hate that kid.
Well,
how a mirror is real if you see your eyes.
Well,
have you seen the memes of him?
Well, it's
the shit he puts on Twitter.
It's not real. It's a comic book. You know black people can't swim.
Whoa. 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 I've said some shit before, man.
Wow. It's fantasy. Come on.
Oh, shit.
Hey, not a year goes by. A year. When I don't hear about some kid drowning in a pool somewhere in Indy. Am I wrong? Am I wrong? Don't shake your head. You
no,
answer blurboard.
You are not wrong. It does seem to happen every year. But at least this way, he will have a magical seahorse to ride, so he will not drown.
There you go.
So for my Aqualad, mine are a little older. I didn't, because the kids... I went with Damon Wayans Jr. from Let's Be Cops. So, he was about the youngest black guy I could find.
All right. Can he swim?
No.
Wow.
He's from New Orleans.
Wow.
Yeah, he can swim.
Yeah, he can swim.
Tread well, water.
He can float.
Can sit on the roof, wait for a helicopter.
We're up to Kit.
Goddamn, feed my way out with my boat.
I'm just trying to keep going. I just try to keep going, goddamn. Wheels on the train, I fell right off.
All right. Kid Flash. You might want to type this one up here. G-I-G. It's his first name. Morton is his last name.
Okay, he was in Gig Morton. He's a Canadian.
Is he in The Hole?
He will be.
That was scary.
He just looks like a douchebag that would be able to run real fast, doesn't he?
Yeah. I'll give you that one. Okay. Who you got for Kid Flash there, Short?
Grayson Russell.
What is even the Grayson name?
I don't know. They just, there he is.
He was in Talladega Nights.
In the hole.
Yeah. And he's a ginger.
He's
going to come after you like a spider monkey.
He was in Diary of Wimpy Kid.
Soulless bastard. Oh,
I've seen those movies. Those are actually pretty good for kids' movies.
Okay. Who you got for Kid Flash?
Jack Griffo from the Thundermans.
That show's terrible. My daughter watches it.
It's not bad.
It's all right. He looks like a douchebag.
Yeah, I can see
yeah,
him.
Yeah, but he acts like he's got that cocky Flash attitude.
Does he?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I can see him running fast. For my Kid Flash, I went with just, this was the laziest fucking casting I've ever done. I went with Evan Peters, who played Quicksilver in Days of Future Past.
Nice.
Was he in the hole?
I'm curious to find out now.
Maybe you should just IMDb the hole.
I'm gonna. No, he was.
He was in Kick-Ass.
He was in Kick-Ass, American Horror Story, Never Back Down. So yeah, that's my lazy casting. All right, Wonder Girl.
All right, type away here. Marano.
Marano, Austin and Alley.
Yep.
I like it.
I'm fine with that too.
She is the sister of Luke's daughter on Gilmore Girls.
Really?
She's on Switch at Birth.
You know, you
I know, I make fun of
I lost respect for you, man.
I know. Gilmore Girls. I know.
Jesus.
How many times a day do you watch the Lifetime Network?
All day.
All day. Well, the wife watches that shit, and there's nothing else. And I got sit there and watch.
You imagine how much
got a whip.
You imagine how much he's going to be watching when the Omen series gets on there next year. All for you, Damien. Yeah.
Nice.
I know where that was from. Wonder Girl, you.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
This is I can't pronounce his first name.
Jesus Christ.
S A O. I-R-S-E.
Saoirse Ronan.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
Irish. Okay, she played Hannah.
Yeah.
That's where I know her from. She played Hannah, and that movie was badass. Did you see the Hannah?
Yeah.
Watch. That's a good movie. Fucking flick, yeah. Okay, I can see her as Wonder Girl. Who you got?
Bridget Mendler from Good Luck Charlie.
Yeah.
She's an awful singer.
She is, but she can't act.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
Okay. For my Wonder Girl, this one doesn't make a lot of sense, but I just cast it anyway. Chloe Sevigny.
From the Gilmore Girl?
No.
Boy Meets World.
I best know from Brown Bunny.
But I knew it! You were going to say Brown Bunny.
Go down.
Go down.
She's an American Psycho.
Yeah, she was the she was his secretary.
Yeah.
Oh, she wasn't one of the hookers.
No.
She's been in a lot of shit, but I'm
Brown Bunny.
Brown Bunny, just find that scene.
I see it now.
Where?
In my head.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That's what made her a star. Wow. Let's move to Deathstroke. We gotta have a bad guy, so it might as well be Deathstroke.
Skyler, type away. Gizondo. G-I-S-O-N-D-O.
Not with Skyler's name. Yep, I spelled it wrong. Okay.
Shocker.
He was in Amazing Spider-Man. Amazing
I
Spider-Man
put him
2.
In one of my other movies.
Yeah, I think you did. Okay. Alright. Who you got for Deathstroke up there, Short?
Mark Wahlberg.
God damn it, the hell, bloody hell. He's got to be. He's in some.
He's got to be there somewhere.
You have him as Nightwing, don't you?
We better type him up. I don't know who this Wahlberg is.
Mark Wahlberg and his bulgy scrunchies.
No, notice the first movie that comes up is fucking Boogie Nights. That's all.
Oh, I've seen him in a couple of things.
Yeah, he's been in everything.
What do you mean you've seen him in a couple things? It's Marky Mark.
He's the patron saint of the show. He's been on every episode.
Oh, speaking of patron saint, happy birthday, Bill Murray.
Oh, yeah.
Happy
80th. Murray, man.
Who's your Deathstroke, the Terminator?
Jensen Ackles.
from Supernatural.
Yeah.
And that one episode had him as Nightwing.
Yeah. I almost Gilmore had Girls? Him as Nightwing.
He's not on Gilmore Girls.
Is he in the hole?
I'll imagine he's in the hole later.
Oh, boy.
Next fan casting, I'm just going to IMDb the hole.
The hole. Yeah. Put it in there.
Sean and Corey.
Oh, there's got to be fan fiction of that.
Sean and Corey in the hole.
There you go. For my Deathstroke, I went with lazy casting again because I don't want to see him out of the mask. I went with Ray Park. Snake Eyes from G.I. Joe or Darth Maul. Just badass and fights in a mask. Yep, Ray Park. There you go. And if he does have to talk, he has an accent. So.
Cheerio.
Hip hip.
Arsenal.
Arsenal.
Also known as Red Arrow.
Jackson Pace. An actor.
Sounds familiar.
Homeland.
Oh, yeah. Homeland was a good movie.
Show.
Show.
Maybe I'm thinking of Homefront.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good
movie.
It's
a video game, wasn't it?
Homefront?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of Home Fries. I'm kind of hungry.
Home Fries?
Yeah. Homefront, but it was a...
Fries? Fried Green Tomatoes?
Who was in that movie?
Jessica Tandy, Driving Miss Daisy, Morgan Freeman,
it all goes back to Lifetime.
Kevin Bacon.
Sean and Corey. In the hole.
Every time we say the hole, all you can think of is Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, Little Bill.
Put the fucking lotion in the basket.
It's been the best impersonation ever on the show.
Yeah.
It's you as Buffalo Bill.
Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me. I'd fuck me hard.
And if I was any good at editing, Goodbye Horses would be in the background right now.
Cue Lazarus.
All right. Who you got for Arsenal?
Daryl Sabara. Daryl is spelled with a Y.
Daryl Hannah?
John Carter. Another ginger. What the bloody hell? It was also in Spy Kids.
Hey, God damn it.
He's the kid from Spy Kids.
Why don't
boy.
You cut it out with the ginger remarks, fatty?
Wow! There we go.
We have feelings too, you know.
No, you don't. You have your own soul.
Just an act then. How about that?
God,
that's why he has all those heartless remarks. He doesn't have a fucking soul.
Yeah, that's why I'm such a shit.
Who you got for Arsenal there, you soulless fuck?
Jared Padalecki.
Wow.
From
Supernatural.
Supernatural. You just cast fucking Supernatural, didn't you?
But you can't separate those guys. Yeah. They're gonna be like everything together.
Yeah, okay. I'll give
talk
you
about being in the hole.
Pretty much. Show's in the hole.
The new Sean and Corey.
I went with Chris Zilka for Arsenal. Was in Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Looks like Dolph Lundgren.
Yes, he looks like
Dolph. Break you.
But he's from Ohio. He's not from Sweden. So, okay.
Ohio?
Yeah. Let's go to Cyborg. Who's your Cyborg?
Zachary Gordon. Another actor.
Morgan Freeman.
Wait, you went with a...
You're just skinny white guy.
A Jew would be more off. Look at that nose.
Jesus. Do I need to explain? I need to explain the Cyborg. Is
you probably should.
Is a black guy.
A large black guy.
He's a big guy.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Should have been Michael Clark Duncan before he died.
He's the star of Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So he went from being a wimpy kid to being a cyborg to being a giant black
man. That's a little wimpy Jewish awesome. Kid, though, black cyborg. Come on,
Robert,
dude.
Robert Downey Jr. can do it. He can do it.
That's right. He did it.
Yep. Chris Rock was a dunk or a zebra, so you we can do anything. You people. Who's your cyborg? This episode blatantly racist.
Taquan Richmond.
Blatantly racist.
That just sounds bad.
I can't even.
T-E. Q.
Q. There it is.
Yeah.
It actually has how to pronounce it after his name on IMDb. God bless you, IMDb. He's from Everybody Hates Chris.
Taquan. Sorry.
So he played Chris.
He said Taquan, and I instantly thought of Jay with the Buffalo Bill thing.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice.
Oh, God damn it. Who you got for fucking Cyborg?
Diggy Simmons.
Diggy Simmons is Russell's kid.
Yeah, I believe so, yeah. And, I don't know. Is he?
Yeah. Yeah, he's Russell's boy. and a wannabe rapper.
Kind of big.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay. For my cyborg, Eli Gorey, I think is how you pronounce it. He was in Godzilla.
Godzilla?
Godzilla.
He pulled off, too.
Yep. So, black actor. All right. Starfire.
Who Peyton you got? List.
How do I spell Peyton?
P-E-Y-T-O-N.
All right.
She was in one of my movies.
Yeah, she's
Jesse.
No, Jesse.
Jesse.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Disney show.
It's a Disney show. You have kids, do you?
No.
Yeah. I know all these. You don't know. You have kids you know of.
No.
Okay.
You don't have to watch shitty TV with them.
No, I can't even say
that. I know all these girls. Everybody on here, I pretty much know. All
right.
Because I got to watch this shit.
I'll give you that.
Ad nauseum.
That's a good pick. I'll give you that one. All right. All right, who you got for Starfire there, Short?
L. Fanning. Yeah, Vince knows who she is.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, okay.
She was in Maleficent.
Yeah.
We Bought a Zoo. Super 8.
Yeah. The Hole.
Yeah, probably.
Guillermo Girls.
98, 2008. Not legal yet.
Boy Meets World.
Boy Meets World.
All right, who you got for Starfire?
Bella Thorne.
Yeah. With his own soundtrack.
Yeah.
That is an attractive young female.
Yeah, you say something ginger about that.
No, I ain't no.
Goddamn right.
That's an attractive female.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, for my Starfire, I had to go with somebody who is not an actress.
Porn star.
No.
Porn stars are not actresses.
Apparently she is. She's an IMDb. Okay. How do you pronounce that?
Myra?
M-A-I-R-A? Walsh. I went with how she looks in the face.
Corey in the house.
And she was in Zombieland and Starving Games. She looks like Starfire from the fucking comics. That's how I cast it. So.
And she looks like boots. She could be the Joker's daughter.
She does have a large mouth. Insert dick joke. Insert dick joke.
Rubber nose.
Nice.
Rubber nose. Give her a salt lick. It'll be all right. Give her it. You'll be okay, girl.
Would you like a carrot Penelope Cruz? All right, we're up to Raven.
Raven.
One of my favorite characters.
Ready?
Please say Raven Simone. Please say Raven Simone. Please.
No. Mackenzie. Lentz. M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E. L-I-N-T-S.
From The Hunger Games. As Raven. Okay.
She has a weird forehead.
It's a five head.
Yeah. That's a large...
You just make fun of her because she's a ginger.
No, it's not because she's a ginger.
Blonde.
It's
I'm colorblind.
Strawberry blonde.
You're colorblind.
Did I tell you about the t-shirt I was going to get?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your Dippin' Dots t-shirt.
Nice. Okay, who's your Raven?
Ariel Winter.
Sounds like a porn star.
Yep. Modern Family.
Oh, cool.
No.
She's a brunette.
And if I remember right,
she's cute.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep, what? Who's that dude?
He's on Glee.
He's a fag.
You watch Glee?
No.
I respect you more than him.
You watch Glee?
I have.
Okay, the Gilmore Girls comments? Fuck you, okay? I'm forced to watch that shit. You watch it voluntarily. Like I said, they might as...
That is why I watch Glee.
No, fuck you. They might as well just remake Cop Rock. If you're going to watch Glee, you might as well watch that.
I would be all about that.
Oh, my God.
All about that.
Is it my turn?
Yes. Save us.
Elizabeth Gillies.
Spell...
Elizabeth.
Not that one.
G-I-L.
From Victorious.
Yeah.
Oh, she's like 20-some years old. Wow. She looks younger than...
That show's awful, too. Victorious.
I'm not arguing that. I think she'd be a good Raven.
I could see her playing Raven.
I'm trying to get my daughter to watch more comic book cartoons and shit.
We're watching The Mighty Boosh right at the moment.
How is that?
I tried.
It's fucking great.
Is it?
Have you watched Luxury Comedy?
No.
Oh, that's pretty good, too.
Have you watched Teen Titans Go?
Yes.
It's fucking horrible.
Yeah.
It's...
Hey.
It's all right.
They canceled Young Justice and put that on. So, there you go.
Well, Aqualad turns bad, so...
What, in Young Justice?
Yeah.
You haven't seen the end of it, have you?
He's Manta Ray's.
You haven't seen the end of it, have you?
I don't think I finished it.
You need to finish. That's... Yeah, that's all I'm saying about it. I don't want to ruin it.
Stole a car, didn't he?
Yeah, he's black. one of my favorite actresses I have cast as Raven.
Raven's a mom?
Rooney Mara. Oh, yeah.
His family owns the New York Giants.
And the other half of her family owns the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Rich kid.
Girl with the dragon tattoo.
I got Welcome Aboard tattooed on my penis. What do you want?
The rape scene in Girl with the Dragon Tattoo is disturbing. But she gets payback. And it's even more disturbing. So. We're up to Beast Boy, who can turn into anything, animal-wise.
Animal?
Aminal.
I know what I said, vegetables.
I'm not a vegetable, I'm a reincarn.
That's right. go.
Chase Ellison.
From, let's see, Mysterious?
The Hole.
From The Hole. Wrist Cutter's a Love Story.
Is that Mark Wahlberg?
He was in the WWE movie That's What I Am, starring Randy Orton going to the papers. So, I could see that as Beast Boy. That makes sense. All right. Short?
Cameron Boyce.
God damn it! Are you serious?
I got the same person?
Fuck!
Whee! Yay!
He's a Disney person.
Yay!
Wow, yeah, that's Beast Boy. Holy crap! Yeah.
I looked at that picture, tool, I was like, oh shit.
Yeah,
man, that's fucking Beast Boy.
Yeah, that guy.
So with the unibrow and everything, man.
He's got fucking caterpillars on him already. God,
look at his ears.
Holy crap.
If there's any famous people casting shit, motherfuckers, we want money for that.
Yeah, that's...
That's typecasting right there.
My Beast Boy, I went with Emil Hirsch. I went older.
Good Lord, he's 30.
Yeah, he's driving the pedophile van, man. What are you talking about?
That's a good movie.
Girl Next Door.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I thought you... Milk? Of course you love milk.
You love Sean Penn's milk.
In the hole. Sean Corey.
He's fucking gay jokes. Good Lord.
Nightwing,
who is your leader of the whole damn show? Who's the team?
Colin Ford. Another actor.
I haven't seen that movie
yet. He was in Push. And We Bought a Zoo. Yep. Okay. I can see him as Nightwing. Who's your Nightwing?
Logan Lerman.
Oh my god.
Fuck you.
Really?
Oh.
Why does he look like the kid from Gotham?
He's the kid from
Percy Jackson.
Percy Jackson. And he's fucking what's her name in real life? Yeah, the chick who was in Percy Jackson. Who was naked in the Alexander Daddario.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Click on her picture.
Go up.
It's already up.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she was naked. Have you seen her?
Yes.
She's naked in the...
True Detective.
Yeah.
Didn't we put her in our Saved by the Bell cast?
Yes, I think
so. Yeah, I think you put
I think
her
I did,
her.
Yeah.
She might be like number one on the list. Like her and then Taylor Swift.
She's got to be
she
old.
Could play
older
Raven.
Than that kid, man.
She could.
Play
yeah,
Raven. She does look like Raven. Look at her eyes.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah, she's fucking just...
Yes.
Yeah, her eyes look like she's dead inside.
I know, she probably is.
Looks
dead
like a porn star.
She's... Fuck, her body is...
Look that. Look up that True Detective. I will look it up right now. As we go on to who you have...
I would probably leave my wife for her.
Wow, he said that out loud.
She doesn't listen to the show.
Okay.
Yeah, if she does, she knows now. No, True Detective...
Who do you have as your Nightwing?
Andrew Gray, the Red Power Ranger.
Okay, hold up. I got to hold on. A Power Ranger?
Yeah, but you got to see the guy. GR, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's the one from the new one.
He's
yeah.
Got fantastic hair.
He has hair and abs. He is Nightwing. Yep.
I got fantastic hair, too.
Where is it?
It's in the sink.
For mine, I went with Ryan Eggold from Blacklist.
I can see him, too.
Yeah. When I first started out on Blacklist, he was kind of a nerdy puss, but then you figure out he's actually a legit badass, as Timmy just showed me a picture of. Yeah, there's the picture from True Detective of Alexandria Daddario the Dam.
Can you see the beef?
A little bit.
Let's get an enhancement on that.
Enhance.
Thumbs up.
So, all right. So that was our fan casting, and a complete jump off the damn tracks.
Get off that screen.
I'm working on it.
What are you doing? Saving it?
No.
He's getting woody over here.
Trying to bring up the network page so I can plug all the shows on the network we are on, which would be the Shining Wizards Network. You can listen to the Shining Wizards, Thursday Night Destruction.
Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast.
That's us.
If you're not already listening to it.
They might actually be if they hear this. Neckbreaker, Pro Wrestling 101 with Justin Credible, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Midnight Jury, 2.5 Wrestlers, and Apex Radio. Thank you to everybody that's been downloading the show. We've just been doing a lot. And
if you haven't been downloading the show, screw you.
That's right. If you have any suggestions or comments or anything else, we have an email of the show, inconclusivebreakdown@gmail.com. Follow us on the Twitter machine, @inconclusivepod, @cyborgsumo.
@TimmySchisler.
@ShortTimmy.
@FetalBliss.
And we also have our Facebook group. Just search for Inconclusive Breakdown. Anybody got any final thoughts?
I do.
Oh, God.
We need ideas for top 10 lists and fancastings.
Send us
please,
your ideas.
For the love of God. Help turn this ship around.
Yeah, no more Corey and Sean, goddammit.
So, fan casting next week
is Boy Meets World.
Boy Meets World.
And top 10 list, favorite Boy Meets World moments.
Topanga running down the stairs is my top 10.
The abortion episode?
Wow! Is episode titled Rusty Hanger? I mean,
let's just say they could have done Girl Meets World 10 years ago. Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. There you go. Wow.
Jeez.
That was just frightening. Cripe on a cracker. All right, as you can obviously hear, we need help. Send us your ideas. I'm just shaking my head and thanking God this is over. Timmy, send us out.
If you like what you hear, word of mouth is the best. So please tell people. If you don't like what you hear,
please.
We hope you don't have any friends.
There you go. And with that, we will talk to everybody next week. Bye.